wel heel netjes gebleven, ouw.
Ah, dat herinnert ze zich dan nou pas. Als je net een aanschouwer van heel kijkend Nederland... Ah, daar herinner man.
Breng het aan, de revue Skogermorgen. Ja, die is er, liever. Ik geef je even.
Ja, dank je, Pielsie. Ah, la, meneer Rinderman, sympathiek. Dat u even... Wat voor waanzin was eigenlijk, meneer Rinderman? Nee, dat was geen waanzin, meneer Rinderman. Dat was mijn leven in beeld. Sorry. Ja, nee. Daar was sprake van een klein liefde.
Biels en Co, de hoorspelserie geschreven door Jan Moraal. Biels werd gespeeld door Co van Dijk, Eline, Fiet Koster, Koen, Frans Koster en neef Eef, Mathé Verdasdonk. De regie had Jo Fischer junior.
Thank you. Michail Larionov.
Hier in diesem Moment will ich mal meinen Finger schwingen und die nächste Aufnahme hier gestartet haben. Beim legendären Radio 88,237 FM, 8,3, genau. Der nächste Song ist hier von der Loopmaschine und er heißt Irgendwas in Rückwärts. Okay, ich hoffe, das ist die richtige Lautstärke. Okay. Thank you.
Loco, the first bomb,
I'm starting a right-hand turn to west. Splash.
Another 13 splash.
Ideas, everything. It'll all be wiped out.
In 48 hours?
Maybe sooner.
What can we do?
That we are in process of developing...
If you are,
a whole
you
series
breathe.
Of techniques.
If you breathe...
Able, the controlling...
You talk.
If you talk...
You ask.
If you ask...
You think.
If you think...
You search.
If you search,
you experience.
If you experience,
you learn.
If you learn, you grow.
If you grow, you wish.
If you wish,
you find.
If you find,
you doubt.
If you doubt, you question.
If you question,
you understand.
If you understand,
you know.
If you know,
you want to know more.
To have safe sex and smoke grass, and what's happened is all the criminals and drug addicts throughout Europe have gone and exploited that opening in Amsterdam. It's absolutely run out of control, completely run amok. It's not going to work here. Amsterdam is a mess. My family.
In the Netherlands, their experimentation with social tolerance, free love, free drugs clearly has backfired. Amsterdam is a cesspool of corruption, crime, everything's out of control. It's anarchy.
Zijn bestaansrecht. Mijn waanzin heeft, bij gebrek aan hoop, een eind aan zichzelf gemaakt.
that was così.
Ed Radio, it's a one-way relationship.
Okay.
Hey, this is your vinyl Casanova, the man that's...
And I'm here at the Feel All Great Sports Store in...
And with the world about to collapse with Y2K, you can really nip...
From here...
Police, no, you should know that I really don't care. Pull you by the hair, slit your throat, and I leave you right there.
Love their servitude. This is the, seems to me, the
ultimate in malevolent revolution, shall we say. And this is a problem which has interested me for many years, and about which I wrote 30 years ago a fable, A Brave New World, which that we, to make the terrifying mystery of our existence seem more tolerable than it does, by not through terror, but through making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does, enjoyable to the point where, as I said before, human beings come to love a state of things which by any reasonable and decent human standard they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible. To make the terrifying mystery of our existence seem more tolerable than it does, by not through terror, but through making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does, enjoyable to the point where, as I said before, human beings come to love a state of things which by any reasonable and decent human standard they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible. To make the terrifying mystery of our existence seem more tolerable than it does, by not to care, but through making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does. Enjoyable to the point where, as I said before, human beings come to love a state of things which by any reasonable and decent human standard they ought not to love.
I have to go to work today.
And this, I think, is perfectly possible.
Nothing wrong at all.
To make the terrifying mystery of our existence seem more tolerable.
I'm in your front. It's an accident. I'm in the construction business now. I started taking karate lessons. I broke into somebody's house yesterday.
Enjoyable to the point where, as I said before,
is this stuff like last time?
Come to love a state of things which by any reasonable and decent human standard they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible.
She wasn't there this morning when I left.
To make the terrifying mystery of our existence seem more tolerable.
Mary, hello?
By not through terror, but through making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does. Enjoyable to the point where, as I said before, human beings come to love a state of things which by any reasonable and decent human standard they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible.
Wir vermeiden Ressourcen- und Umweltkrisen und kommen über die vollständige Einführung der Marktwirtschaft wieder in Einklang mit der Natur und mit unserem Planeten. Yes, we can. Das haben Sie gesagt, Mr. Obama. Wir haben uns sehr über Ihren Wahlerfolg gefreut. Dieser Film appelliert an Sie und an alle Mächtigen dieser Welt. Sie haben uns eine bessere Welt versprochen. Wir streben nach einer gerechten Welt ohne sinnlose Kriege und ohne Armut. Nach einer freien Welt ohne Überwachungswahn und Paranoia. Nach einer gesunden Welt, die wir mit Stolz an unsere Kinder weiterreichen können. Wir sollten keine Zeit darauf verschwenden, bei Personen Schuld für die Konstruktionsfehler eines Systems zu suchen. Wir suchen keinen Schuldigen, wir suchen Lösungen für eine bessere Welt. Mr. Obama, sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, glauben Sie einem Volk, das seine Träume noch nicht vergessen hat? Erst vor 20 Jahren sind wir aus einem gescheiterten System ausgebrochen. Aber wir haben für Freiheit demonstriert und haben ein System der Ängste bekommen. Wir haben uns Demokratie gewünscht und haben die Herrschaft des Geldes bekommen. Wir haben Marktwirtschaft gefordert und einen Kapitalsozialismus im Endstadium bekommen. Wir haben unseren Traum nicht vergessen. Was wir 89 angefangen haben, führen wir jetzt weiter. 1989 haben wir massenweise Ausreiseanträge aus dem Gefängnis des Sozialismus gestellt. Und dann haben wir uns weiße Bändchen an die Autoantennen gebunden, um uns gegenseitig zu zeigen, dass wir viele sind. Dies hat Druck gemacht, bis die Mauern gefallen sind. 2009 wird man uns an goldenen Bändchen erkennen. Und wir werden wieder Ausreiseanträge stellen. 2009 wird man uns an goldenen Bändchen erkennen. Ausreiseanträge aus wieder Kapitalsozialismus stellen. Ins goldene Zeitalter einer vollkommenen Marktwirtschaft. Ausreiseanträge aus wieder Kapitalsozialismus. Wir wollen Ausreise goldene Zeitalter mehr Frieden, mehr Freiheit, mehr Wohlstand. Ausreiseanträge wollen Ausreise goldene Zeitalter vollkommenen Marktwirtschaft. Mehr wieder Kapitalsozialismus. Wir wollen Ausreise goldene Zeitalter vollkommenen Marktwirtschaft. Ausreise mehr die absolute Macht des Geldes hat wie jede absolute, nicht demokratisch kontrollierbare Macht zu ihrer eigenen Selbstzerstörung geführt. Die Einschränkung der Macht des Geldes ist der Weg zur wahren Demokratie und Freiheit für die Menschen. Sie ist 2009 auch für sehr reiche Menschen ohne jede sinnvolle Alternative. Yes, we can.
Thank you.
extremely suggestive. Then the dictatorship would be absolutely inevitable. I mean, it's very fortunate we have people who are moderately suggestive in the majority and who therefore preserve us from the dictatorship but do permit to organize society to be formed. But once given the fact that there are these 20% of highly suggestible people, it becomes quite clear that this is a matter of enormous political importance. For example, any demagogue who is able to get hold of a large number of these 20% of suggestible people and to organize them is really in a position to overthrow any government in any country. Quite clearly, if everybody were extremely unsuggestible, organized society would be quite impossible. And if everybody were extremely suggestible, then dictatorship would be absolutely inevitable. I mean, it's very fortunate we have people who are moderately suggestible in the majority and who therefore preserve us from dictatorship but do permit to organize society to be formed. But once given the fact that there are these 20% of highly suggestible people, it becomes quite clear that this is a matter of enormous political importance. For example, any demagogue who is able to get hold of a large number of these 20% of suggestible people and to organize them is really in a position to overthrow any government in any country.
I would like only to mention the fact that there's nobody around, there's not a single soul, either here at Organon or down in New York, who would fully from the bottom of his existence understand what I'm doing and be with me in what I'm doing. I trust them. We are very good friends, all of them, or most of them. But this does not alter the fact that they all, without any exception, are against what I am doing. Friends and co-workers to the situation here is exactly the same that has harassed the human race for as much as we can say 8,000 or 10,000 years since patriarchy has ruled its destinies and since the natural love was extinguished in the newborn infants. I shall not go into that. It's all written up in my publications. Whoever knows these publications also knows what that means. The discovery of the life energy would have been accomplished long ago had this "I don't want it, I fear it, I loathe it, I'll kill it, I'll flatten it out, I won't let it live or exist." If that had not been in their structures, not in their desires, not in their positive conscious wishes, they're all decent and good people. No, it is in the structure. It is somehow in their tissues, in their blood. They cannot tolerate anything that has to do with Organon energy or life energy, or what they call God, or what is their deepest longing for love for fulfillment. They cannot tolerate it, and they fear it. They fear it by way of this reaction. ¶¶
to discover the life energy, I happened to induce Orador experiment. I know what it means for the future development of medicine biology. I happen to discover the life energy. I happen to induce Orador experiment. I know what it means for the future development of biology, philosophy, and natural science. I'm fully aware of it. And in this awareness, I am completely alone. There's no soul anywhere far and wide to talk to. To give one's feelings, to let those feelings go freely, to speak like as friends speak to each other. This is all.
Zurückgelassen hat. Ich bin einer von denen, die Glück hatten. Eines Morgens dachte ich auf und stellte fest, dass mein Kopf nicht mehr sein Kopf ist.
Thank you. liebe, schön wir es haben. Endlich siehst du es mal richtig. Endlich. Und dein Zimmer ist auch schon fast bereit.
Du siehst wunderschön aus.
Komm rein. Ich zeig dir alles. Kinder, schaut mal, wer da ist.
Aber weinst du? Ich muss noch mal kurz weg, ja? Was ist los? Ich liebe dich, Ariane. Laura! Laura, wo willst du denn hin? Laura!
Also, das nächste Thema heißt?
Das nächste Thema heißt
Soziale Wärme wird überbewertet.
Soziale Wärme ist total überbewertet, genau.
Das ist eine nagelneue Snare. Bist du da irgendwie? Soll ich die mal eine andere nehmen? Die ist noch im Karton. Doch, da ist noch nie drauf gespielt. Das fällst.
Ja, dann ist es. Denn wenn du ordentlich spielst,
zerkloppt sie nicht.
Ja.
Dein Gehirn, lieber ein ganzes Gehirn für den Einzelnen.